The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
When the Environmental Protection Agency delivered what's called a no further interest letter to the Front Royal Warren County Economic Development Authority, it ended decades of work at the former Avtex Fiber site, one of the first sites to make the agency's Superfund list. Katie Johnston-Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project tells us more.
Onofrio Castiglia wrote an article about this in the Winchester Star. This 440-acre piece of land was once considered one of the most polluted places in all of Virginia, and this could have a really big economic impact for the community because it will allow for the redevelopment of more than 150 acres into tax revenue-producing, job-creating land.
Katie, Avtex was a huge employer in the Front Royal area. When it closed under pressure from environmental regulators in 1989, it created quite a lot of controversy.
Oh, yes. Avtex was once the world's largest producer of rayon, and for decades, the plant was one of the region's largest employers. This whole controversy received a lot of national media coverage at the time, and it was an interesting case study. It provided an instance for you to be able to examine the clash between all of these different interests, environmental, economic, political, and so forth.
Some at the time even suggested a Soviet plot was behind the closing. Over the years, EPA has recovered enough zinc hydroxide sludge, fly ash, and other chemical toxins to fill impoundments across more than 200 acres of the Avtex site. Our next story is from Fairfax County, where some residents have been nervous lately. Among them, these students who spoke with WJLA-TV in Washington.
Pretty scary.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to go back there.
I'm shocked. A lot of people didn't actually think there could have been a cougar in this area.
Well, Katie, several people now think they've indeed seen a cougar in and around a patch of Fairfax woods.
Right. Victoria St. Martin wrote an article in the Washington Post about two possible cougar sightings near Riverside Elementary School in Fairfax. Last week, school employees described seeing an animal that was about the size of a large dog, and it had a long tail and sand or orange-colored coat, and it was making cat-like or feline movements, they described. Teachers and parents were alerted, and all the outdoor recesses were canceled.
Is there any physical evidence, which I guess would be droppings and such, that there's a cougar in the woods?
Animal control officers searched the area for a cougar and didn't turn up anything, and so they then set up cameras to try to capture an image of the animal. However, all the video footage revealed was a white-tailed deer, animal control officers, and school security employees.
This is a challenge for county government, of course. On the one hand, they have to react. On the other hand, precautions can be disruptive and even annoying.
Exactly. It's a balance, because if there truly is a cougar, of course they want to take care of it. But at the same time, there's no need to worry and alert all of the local residents over something that may not even be a cougar. And in fact, according to Martin Miller of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services, most cougar sightings ultimately end up being false. A lot of times people think they saw a cougar, but it really ended up just being a bobcat or just a house cat or a dog.
Katie Johnston-Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reports from around Virginia at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.